3 minutes after 5 South African time on this beautiful Mubarak Friday morning, my beloved listeners of Radio Al Ansar International, my beloved wonderful listeners of Merkez Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Remember, our WhatsApp number is 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +2784-786-3132. Yes, 6 days left for the holy blessed month of Ramadan. And yes, today is the 24th of Shaban, 1444. And today is the 17th of March, 2023. Let's welcome our beloved, honorable, respected Fadilatul Ustad early this Mubarak Friday morning. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussein. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Shaaban, 1444. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on Suratul Furqan, chapter number 25 and verse number 71. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informs us, وَمَنْ تَابَ, and whosoever repents. We all need to repent. There is no person who is a Muslim and sane and mature in this day and this age and says he does not have to repent, male or female. وَتُوبُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. All of you need to repent and turn more and more to Almighty Allah. أَيُّهَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ, O you believers, ye to iman ka taqaza hai. That is what our faith, our conviction demands of us. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you might be successful. So what is tawbah indeed and repentance? Number one, we must have regret and remorse. Ya Allah, every minute, every moment, every second, your bounties and favors are recurring and showering upon us. And what are we doing? We are trampling upon the Sharia, upon the divine code, upon the prophetic teaching and preaching. So the first quality is at-tawbatu an-nadama. We should have regret and remorse. Second quality and condition is the vices we are involved in. Immediately we must detach and divorce ourselves from that. For example, people are involved in drugs, people are involved in alcohol, fornication, adultery, people are involved in riba and interest and fraud, people are involved in pornography. So many vices are rife and rampant, remember, in this world. So we must detach ourselves. And that is why Almighty Allah gives us special occasions like Ramadan Mubarak, Laylatul Qadr, and so forth and so on. Third one, the rights of Almighty Allah. Every one of us needs to do some true inspection and true introspection. And what is that? To see from the time we became baligh and mature till now, how many salat have we missed? Now also, how are we performing our salat? Majority of the Ummah read Salat in such a manner, it leaves a lot to be desired, that they can't even read Subhana Rabbi al-Azim thrice properly in Ruku, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la thrice in their sajda. They just hit and run and just going through the motions. That is not Salat. That type of Salat will be thrown back in our face. We need to be very clear on these issues here. Remember that. So remember that Qadha of all our Salat we have missed, Qadha of all our Siyam and our fasting, all these days that are left now, so Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, we can still fast Qadha, mashallah, so we should keep our Qadha fast. And what about our outstanding Zakat for past 5, 10, 20, 30 years? We never paid Zakat, or deliberately we miscalculated, so we pay less. So all this, Almighty Allah knows. And then Hukukul Ibad, what we owe people. Today we got a no-care attitude, that we take loans from people and we don't pay them. They get fed up, remember, of begging us and telling us, pay me, pay me. They don't want to go to court because it's a big, long rigmarole there. So don't think you will get away with it on the day of justice, even if the person you owe is a non-Muslim, can be a Jew, Hindu, Christian, atheist. We have to pay them. That is Islam, our justice system. And then don't go back to those vices. That is Tawbah and Maqboola, the Tawbah that is accepted. Then we can say, Wa man taba, that whoever repented, Wa amila saliha, and he continued with the good deeds, praying P-R-A-Y to Almighty Allah, and not praying P-R-E-Y on the creation of Almighty Allah, that is people who are on good, otherwise people who are on batil, on falsehood. We must keep on naming them and shaming them. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, in his final advices to his students, would say, you will encounter two types of people. One is people in their worldly activities, and one is in their religious activities, and they keep on doing the same mistakes and the same vices, then you must name them and shame them. Go open Al-Ashbah والنزايد, you will find it there. وعمل صالحا فإنه يتوب إلى الله متابا. So this person who repented sincerely, so remember, then he has turned to Almighty Allah with a good returning, and that's a good move he made. He's now turning in the right direction. Now what will be the waswasa and whisperings of shaitan? This is the last weekend today after Jummah Salat. So Satan, Lucifer, his agents will come. Go meet your girlfriend. Go meet your boyfriend. Go watch the last movie. Go to the last time before Ramadan. Ramadan we will become pious. And go for the last fling. Go for the last modest thing, haram pornography. And for the last joint and last drug and last thought of alcohol. So all these waswasa and whisperings will come. O Muslim, we must suppress our desires, suppress our craving, and then that is our tawbah. Ramadan means tahriqu zunub, to burn the sins. You don't wait for Ramadan to burn the sins. We have to burn the sins now, immediately. We don't even have guarantee that we will see sunset tonight. We'll leave, let alone Ramadan. So therefore, O Muslim, let us come to our senses. We know common sense is no more so common nowadays, but that is what Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is teaching us. Daily tawbah and istighfar. Afala yatubuna ilallahi wa yastaghfiruna. Why don't you make tawbah? Why don't you ask Allah for forgiveness? Istighfar and asking Allah for forgiveness is for the past. And remember, tawbah is for the future. We don't go back to those vices. There must be no relapse. That is what Islam is teaching us. Let us take you across the world and show you what's happening. We start with the Haramis, the cursed nation, remember the Jutlas and the real terrorists of the world. Yesterday they martyred and murdered four of our Palestinians in Jenin. They came in disguise as Palestinians, and remember they say they murdered and killed two Hamas members, and they killed the 16-year-old youngster. So this is their frustration. They know that they're on the decline. They're becoming the pariah state in the world because Allah has cursed them forever. Till the day of justice, they will be punished, whether among themselves or whether by external forces. So what do? To vent their frustration, go murder the Palestinians. And that is carrying on for the past 75 years. The president of Israel, Herzog, has said Israel is on the verge of a civil war. Can you understand that? The protest even yesterday continued in Tel Aviv, raging battles between the police and the protesters. You Haramis, you Jutlas, you majority terrorists, you will never come right. Your state is a failure. Because Quran has said that, chapter 59, verse 14, Tahsabuhum jamia, and remember you consider and think they're united, wa qulubuhum shatta, and your hearts are totally fragmented, ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. You are a people, nation, who got no brains and no understanding. Some senators in America are saying they must get tough on Netanyahu and his party, and conditions must be attached to the aid. And they say, America is saying, Germany is saying, that Netanyahu and his illegal government, they must bring compromise and so forth. So you must remember hundreds of reservists in the apartheid regime of Israel say they will not be coming to duty. Can you see how Israel is imploding? Oh, Jutla, oh, Harami, oh, real terrorists. You can bring Netanyahu, you can bring Ben-Gvir, you can bring Smotrich, you can bring your grandfather. You must remember you are finished. What are you? You're kaputs. You must remember Quran has told us, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ, when the final promise of Allah comes, the Muslim army, not the Arabs will be very few, the Arabs for them at this juncture, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ, woe and destruction to the Arabs. Look at MBS Murtad bin Shaitan, look at MBZ of Dubai and Abu Dhabi of Emirates, look at the kings of Bahrain and Morocco, look at the leaders of Egypt and Jordan, whole lot murtads, ghaddar, traitors to Islam. You must remember this. I speak of the governments and the regimes. So they are in bed with Israel, they are in bed with America, and they will tell you that no, there's still hope for peace. There's no hope for peace. A person who thinks of the two-state solution, you must go to the mental hospital. Now is the time, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Look at the other Harami on the other side. Macron, the person who said freedom of speech, make more and more cartoons. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Oh, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, now they're making his cartoons. The Hitler of France, remember that. And any person always remember this. You will see it in your lifetime. Chapter 108, Surah Kawthar, verse number 3. Inna shani'aka wal abtar. Verily, the one who hates you, in Arabic the tafsir is Inna mubghidaka wal aqta. The people who hate you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, or your message, Allah forbid, who will abtar, Allah will crush them to pieces. See Macron, the most hated person in France today. They could not even pass their pension policy in parliament. They circumvented parliament and used some archaic law of theirs to pass it. So therefore, thousands are clashing with them. France, remember, is going to fall and Islam will rise there. At already 1/4 of the population are Muslim. So that is the system of Almighty Allah, Israel will fall and Palestine will take over. Modi will fall, the butcher of Gujarat, and remember, the Muslims will take over. All this you will see, inshallah, in your lifetime. Now many African countries are standing in the queue with their begging bowl. You know African countries. So they want to join BRICS. More and more countries are aligning themselves with Russia, with China, and remember with Brazil, with India. And South Africa is also in the mix. You know how South Africa plays. They play all sides. So remember Bashar Assad, remember he was in Moscow and he told Putin, both Haram. So he told Putin, we need more Russian troops. Why? So they can murder more Sunnis. Remember, we agree with Putin when it comes against America, when it comes against NATO and Europe. Obviously, we condemn Putin when it comes to the Syria and so forth, where they are murdering the Muslims. So we must be clear on those type of issues as well. Now look at capitalism. Zionism is falling apart. Capitalism is falling apart. You had the Silicon Valley Bank falling, finish history. You had the Signature Bank falling. The Republican Bank was about to fall. 11 major companies of America stepped in and they brought assets and money worth $30 billion and they're saving it. Remember, the American dictatorship is telling the world that your banks are safe. I mean, no, nothing is safe. The share market is tumbling and collapsing in various parts of the world. North Korea, that's another guy. You must remember, he say, come, I show you how we play the game. We'll play it according to my rules. So now he's preparing his successor. So now he brings his daughter with, you must say, his daughter or sister, whatever. So there we don't know. I went right to the border of North Korea. That when I went to South Korea, I say, I must see North Korea. So I said that, let me go see the border at least. So we went to the border and we just saw North Korea. You can't enter there. They'll shoot you dead, obviously. So North Korea playing a wonderful game. They're giving nightmare to America and South Korea and Japan. So he launched the third missile and showed them, we are a nuclear power. We're ready for you. You see, Nama and my people will starve, but ons gaan julle regmaak. We're going to fix you up. So that is what he said, you see. So you must remember that the Muslim woman of April and for Ramadan is ready, and I received my copy yesterday. Wonderful magazine. You will find the Q&A there. You will find an article on Namibia there and many, many other important issues. Our program for today, inshallah, so Mufti Muhammad Aku, inshallah, will be interviewed by Mawlana Zahid Khan from 8:30 to 9, 11:30 around there. We will link up with Makkah, and there today the khutbah regime will be by another chamcha, another spy of the government, Sheikh Abdullah Awad al-Juhani, and he will render the khutbah and salat. We will translate it and make dua. Then my Jummah salat, inshallah, will be here in the Sufi Masjid in Lanesia. Then in the afternoon, inshallah, we will move to Ukhis. Tonight we will be there. After Isha, there's a program in the Ukhis Masjid, and tomorrow, Saturday, will be the program there in Ukhis, Nasiha after Fajr. And Saturday evening, we will be there, inshallah. I'll be there before that, but the program is, inshallah, after Isha, in the Trichat Masjid tomorrow night, and Sunday morning, Nasiha. May Almighty Allah bless the Ummah. For our country, read, فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the best of protector, and Ya Allah, He alone is the most merciful one to show mercy. Ya Allah, وَأَدْخِلْنَا فِي رَحْمَتِكَ, chapter 7, verse 151. Ya Allah, include us in your special, merciful mercy. وَأَنْتَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, whilst you alone are the most merciful one to show mercy. We know all the threats and all the guns are coming out, blazing, guys are now, the Buddha are ready, and the other guys are ready. We hope and pray there's no bloodbath. We hope and pray that sanity prevails. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect us all. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen.
I've got a sister, Natalie Ustad. She says here, morning AK, how powerful is Kazakhstan? Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. My sister, Madad Natalie, you need to understand things holistically. In 1979, the USSR, the Russian Army, Red Army, went into Afghanistan. They thought it would be a walk in the park. They forgot to read the history of the British, who entered Afghanistan on three different occasions. And Macmillan said in the early 60s, the first law of politics is never ever enter Afghanistan. It will be your graveyard. And they didn't listen. They said these chaps are amateurs, the Mujahideen. They stayed there for 10 years, 11 years, and they had to put their tails between their legs and they had to run from there. The whole USSR disintegrated. And today you left with the Russian Federation. So all these countries, my sisters, remember that they are majority Muslim. Uzbekistan, Tajikistan, Kazakhstan, all of them. And they have natural resources. So many oil and others and gas and what have you. So it's a very, very powerful country. But the sad part is this. They have to look across their shoulder all the time that we must not upset the state. Let's go with Russia. So that is how things, all these independent states, you must remember, they call them independent states, who are part of the USSR, but majority Muslim, that is their problem and dilemma.
I see Sister Telly says that, why did we choose to be Christians? And remember, AK, not all Christians are from Christian parents. Ustad.
Remember that, Tilly, what happens to human being? Let us look at it first from an Islamic perspective. Then I'll come to your perspective. The hadith, Sister Tilly, you need to understand this terminology, right? When we say Quran, Quran means the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, the one and only Supreme Being. 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. When we say hadith or sunnah and so forth, that is the teaching, preaching of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this hadith, this teaching of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif, the most authentic compilation where the saying, teaching, preaching are recorded of Prophet Muhammad Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what we believe in. Kullu mauludin yuladu ala al-fitra. Every child is born on the natural disposition, on Islam. فَأَبَوَاهُ يُهَوِّدَانِهِ أَوْ يُنَصِّرَانِهِ أَوْ يُمَجِّسَانِهِ. It is his parents, the environment, that will make him a Jew, that will make him a Christian, that will make him a Zoroastrian or a fire worshipper. Authentic hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Look at yourself, Tilly, and be honest about it. You were born 40, 50 years ago. Your parents were Christian. Your environment was Christian. They told you Monday to Saturday you do whatever you want to, wine, dine, and swine. Sunday you go to the church and you say, no, I'll go to the confession room and speak to the pastor and priest. Oh, Father, I slept with this person, Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve, Madam and Eve. Father, say, no problem. That you are forgiven. Jesus died for your sins. So that you believed in all these things. Then when we came on the scene, with the help and mercy of Almighty Allah, Hada min fadli Rabbi, Hada rahmatun min Rabbi. It's only the grace and mercy of Allah. It's not we. We are non-entities. It is the grace and mercy of Allah. We started asking you, the Christian world, difficult questions. We said, prove to us, Jesus was born on 25th December. You can't prove it till today. Then what the hell are you celebrating Christmas for? When we ask you, that prove to us that Jesus is Son of God. If he's Son of God, then how come he died on the cross Easter time? How come you say that he was buried in the tomb and so forth? And Mary Magdalene came there, you must remember, that Sunday. Then why are you celebrating Easter when this whole story is a fabrication? When we ask you that, how come, my sister Tilly, your most, the holiest church in Christendom, remember that from 1187 till now, write it down, Sister Tilly. Go to CNN and they are documentaries, and you will find it there, recorded and everything. From 1187 till now, your holiest place, remember, the Holy Sepulchre. I've been there right inside with Allah's help. So the keys of that church is still in the hands of Muslim from the time of Saladin the Just, Salahuddin Ayyubi till today. What you say, my sister Tilly? Every Christian, you're not following Christianity. There must be a Jutla. There must be a Jew in the mix. So there was a Jutla. Jutla's name was Saul. Saul saw a dream, S-A-U-L, and he became a Christian, what he tells the people, Paul. So you are following the Pauline theory and not what Jesus taught you, and he hijacked the whole of Christianity. That is what has happened. And today with your Pope Francis, he himself says this Bible is outdated, it must be scrapped and you need another one. He says that in the gay business there is no crime in it. He himself, Pope Francis, is bending towards the gay society. What you say, Sister Tilly?
SubhanAllah, SubhanAllah. I see Sister Amanda says, but AK, what is the punishment for stealing in Saudi Arabia? Ustad, Amanda.
Remember when they had true Islam and a person was found guilty, properly guilty, thorough investigation, in public they would amputate his hand or her hand. And that is what Quran teaches us. Make few people samples, example, and millions of people will live in peace. Look at South Africa. Every day, night, we have to look at our car, vehicles, that is it locked, is the alarm on, our houses. When we walk in the mall, daytime, nighttime, we have to search your pocket, didn't somebody steal your phone, your cell phone, all that there. So if you have a system like that, then remember, you, the West, will call it barbaric. But remember, millions of people will lead a life of safety, comfort. Your system is a system called Jahiliyyah. Chapter 5, verse 50 of a Hukm al-Jahiliyyati Yabghun, where you allow, you glorify that crime must carry on. South Africa has become the murder capital of the world, the gay capital of the world, the rape capital of the world. So what good is that so-called best constitution of yours? I told you 25 years ago, 20 years ago, that constitution is not worth the paper on which it's written.
I see Jacko, he says, AK, was Zimbabwe better off under the white rule, Ustad?
Jacko, Yemut Kabiyaviyat, that apartheid as a khruya sin. So you must remember that apartheid was a major, major sin and a major, major crime. Remember that. Whether it happened there with Ian Smith in Rhodesia, or whether it happened in South Africa with Verwoerd and Foster and P.W. Botha, de Klerk, or whoever else. So we can never equate our things nowadays with apartheid. Apartheid was a crime against humanity. You see, Mr. Yako, you were on the other side. We, that the Indians, the coloureds, the blacks, and the blacks suffered the most. There is no question about that. So remember, you had to be a victim to understand it. It's like you, the Jutla, they won't understand, majority of them, what it means to be a Palestinian. You want to go from Gaza to Jerusalem al-Aqsa is 1 hour. But it'll take you 20 hours, 10 hours, 15 hours to go. Checkpoint, checkpoint, you're at their mercy. They'll send you back, they'll interrogate you, they will harass you, all these things here. So that is your so-called democracy in the rogue apartheid terrorist Nazi regime of Israel. It's run by the Hitler's children, you must remember. So don't come and tell us about Rhodesia that cared only for the whites. Therefore, Mugabe came in 1980 and he said, we don't want all this. And your Tony Blair and all this British regime, they renegade on their promises made to them. You must remember. That is what made Mugabe so mad and so forth. So remember, his policies were also wrong. If you know what he did, I give you one policy he did. Mm-hmm. You know African leaders. So sometimes you can't believe what they do. When it was Rhodesia, so then these people, the white ministers, they would drive a Peugeot. Peugeot was very good for them on their roads, and they had to go far and this and what. Anyway, they used to drive one simple car, Peugeot or whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. When Mugabe came, he said, hey, for me, I must have, you must remember, my first class Rolls Royce, or I must have whatever smart car and all. That's for me. I'm the president. And every minister must have a Mercedes E-Class. All this Peugeot parked there that can be given to the small politicians. So that is how, you must remember, the rune started and so forth. There was, you must remember, self-entitlement, thinking of yourself, and the masses can go fly a kite. Today, when I was in Zimbabwe, Jaco, so one day I took a note, they gave me a note, 100,000, 150,000. I turned it around, it's blank. I told them, hey, this note is blank. What happened here? They say, not only your note is blank, all our notes are blank. What makir? Allah said, there was ni inkuni. The ink got finished, you must remember that. So that is Zimbabwe, you must remember that. You understand? Sent to hell by Mugabe's stupid policies. But don't equate it with your apartheid. Apartheid is worse, remember that.
I've got a brother who studies, says here, good morning, AK. Very interested in Islam, listening to you every morning. As a diabetic, how can I fast? Benji from Pietermaritzburg, Ustad.
My brother Benjamin, we say Binyamin, Surah Yusuf, chapter number 12, 111 verses. We're going to listen to it, inshallah. So you're my brother Benjamin. So if you become Muslim, we will invite you daily towards Islam. Islam is the best for all times, all seasons. And we can share it with the rest. That is what we want to do. And that's why we have this program, to invite every non-Muslim to leave your jaundiced eyes, leave your prejudice, study Islam, don't study Muslims. You got it? Study Islam, don't study Muslims. Muslims, you get all characters, you understand? Different type. Some good, some horrible, some terrible, and what have you. So you, my brother Benji, now you are a Muslim. And now you are on a fast, right? Next week, Thursday, inshallah, God willing, we'll be fasting. So you must go to the Quran, the noble Quran, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, verse 2, chapter number 2, verse number 184. Quran Kareem states, فَمَنْ كَانَ مِنْكُمْ مَرِيدًا أَوْ عَلَىٰ سَفَرٍ فَإِدَّةٌ مِنْ أَيَّامٍ أُخَرٍ. If you can manage fasting, some days you can't manage because your sugar levels have dropped, so then you will just keep qada. After Ramadan, after Eid, our celebration, then you can just keep it, you must remember that. But if you cannot manage at all, then you have to pay fidya, compensation, 35 rand per day per fast. You can pay the lump sum 1,000 rand, 1,050 rand, when Ramadan, the fasting month, starts. So Islam is a religion that has all the solutions for our problems. And fasting, we're not doing anybody a favor. We are showing our true love for Almighty Allah. Ya Allah, Allah, this food is halal for me. This drink, this water, juice is halal and lawful for me. My wife and the spouse is halal for me. But your love reigns supreme. وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّ لِلَّهِ. Oh, Almighty Allah, I love you no more than my food, than my drink, than my wives, and your husband for the women, than my children. And I will fast for 12, 15, 18, 20, 21, 22 hours. I myself kept 21, 22 hours fast. With the help and mercy of Almighty Allah. So it is a display and an expression of our love for our beloved Creator, Almighty Allah. We welcome you anytime you're ready. We like ever ready batteries to make you Muslim, Brother Benji Benjamin.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Somebody says here, Ustad, I don't want to take my name, mention my name, but sir, I like evading my taxes because the system is not fair. Why must we hard-working people pay more taxes than others when we earn above a certain amount? This government don't own us. See Islam, fixed 2.5%, Ustad.
We don't call it tax, my brother. We call it a compulsory charity for the love of Almighty Allah, so that our love for wealth decreases and our love for Almighty Allah increases. So according to Quran, people who call zakat, our 2.5 charity, which is mandatory, as tax, that is a sign of hypocrites. So we must be clear on that issue. You, my brother, from an Islamic perspective, even we will say, why must you pay taxes to the government? So don't use your halal money, your legal money. Take the interest money you have and so forth, and you pay with that. So that is our verdict. Every Muslim, you pay taxes if you have to. And remember, use the haram money, because they khabis, so you give them khabis. Al-khabithatu lil-khabisin. So inshallah, we will see you 11:30. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.